There are some additional structures of the female reproductive system that are not listed in your lecture outline, but I'm going to go over them and you should know them. One is the vagina, which is a muscular tube that connects the outside to the area of the cervix. And the vagina is actually a potential space. It is, if there's nothing in the vagina, it actually, the walls of the vagina close around or close up against each other. However, it is a space that is able to stretch quite a bit to accommodate, for example, a baby being born. As we go to the external genitalia, there are going to be two sets of lips of the vagina, the vulva. I forgot the word there for a second. The inner lips are called the labia minor, and these are hairless usually, and they're smaller. They're going to be right at the opening, near the opening of the vulva, and the outer lips are the labia major, and these are the ones that are usually covered in pubic hair. The vulva itself is the space that is going to include the opening of the vagina and the opening of the urethra, and so I want to point that out. The tip of the vulva is going to contain the clitoris, which is derived from the same tissue as the penis is in males. It has erectile tissue, so it is capable of erection, and it can become engorged with blood just as the penis can. Interestingly, there's new evidence that suggests that the clitoris is actually primarily internal. There's quite a bit of the clitoris that goes back internally and surrounds the urethra. If you take a look at the picture of the female reproductive system, a sagittal section, you won't see that because this portion of the clitoris that surrounds the urethra and the vagina was not discovered until fairly recently. Or it was discovered a long time ago, but it was sort of lost from knowledge for a period of time from the anatomical textbooks.